there are lots of people in the car park at the moment, and it's upsetting me that they're out there.
Yeah, it's upsetting me as well.
Well, it's not. That's just noise. That's just noise. What happened there?
I don't know. Well, you do that a lot, don't you?
I lost the ability to speak. It happens. Anyway, there's a lot of cars in the car park because normally we come to this lovely little studio and it's just us in here, Ben's little car. But we struggled to find a parking space. That was
I was driving around the car park, couldn't find a single one. You think you find one, then you just find it's just a really small car hiding in the parking space.
And the most annoying thing was that idiot who's parked, like, centrally across two parking spaces.
Yeah, what kind of idiot does that? He's the only parking space that would have been left.
Yep.
And he's just...
And you just think, if you park a car like that, who leaves a car in the middle? You just re-park it. I mean, it's not as if it's wonky or anything. It's just bang
it's dead straight, but bang in the middle, yeah.
Bang in the bloody middle. Anyway, this week we've been travelling. Which is exciting, isn't it? Yeah. We went to Bournemouth to see... Yep. Paul.
For those of you who remember,
yes,
Paul was on our show.
Yeah. This is a show now.
Well, I'm calling it a show.
It might as well be.
Yeah.
You can go back and listen to them. Recordings with Paul. That's a good bet.
Yeah.
There were a few others.
America and
relationships. Those were the three.
One and two.
Yeah. So
there are actually four.
Yeah. That was a crazy long one. That was mental. Anyway, so we went to go and see him, which was good fun, actually. We went up on the train, had about a million changes.
Well, yeah, no, we had two changes, but the great thing was only one of the trains that we got on that day was the train that we were supposed to get on.
Exactly.
The other two were just... They went in the right direction, but they weren't the right ones.
They weren't the ones that were scheduled, because we picked the most delayed day, I think, ever. Yeah. You know, the first thing I said, Ben arrived at the station, he's like, yeah, the train's late. And he'd seen one magpie.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
It's the way it happens.
But the great thing was, the train that we got on, I think we were supposed to leave at 5.
Yeah.
Was it? No, the train was supposed to leave at like 10 past 5 or something. Yeah. No, it was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The train we got on was supposed to leave at like 4.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like a whole hour late.
Yeah.
But yeah, we managed it and we got there on time. Always happy. Got to Bournemouth. What did we do when we got into Bournemouth?
Got off the train.
We got off the train. That was the first thing. I stepped in dog shit.
Yeah. Almost immediately. As soon as... It's like a welcome present for Bournemouth.
Which wasn't great. And then
we walked to Paul's, had the tour of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way out, because we were going to one of Paul's mates' houses... On the way there, I also stepped in some dog shit.
Bearing in mind, Paul has been there for over a year now, and he's never stepped in dog shit once.
Yeah, and then me and Matt are there 5 minutes, and we both do that. I made a good first impression with the people in Paul's house and the other house.
Well, I arrived at the house and opened the door, and I started taking my shoes off. She's like, oh, don't worry about shoes. It's like, yeah, we both stepped in dog shit.
Yeah, that's the first thing you said to her.
Yeah, those were my first words. Really
great
nice.
First impression there.
The thing is, when you do step in dog shit, the first thing you think, it's just mud. It's got to be just mud. You're in denial. Then you smell it and you think, that's not mud.
Oh. Yeah, no.
It also doesn't help that Bournemouth has a total of no green spaces at all. At all. There's nothing there. So you end up wiping your foot on concrete, things like that.
Yeah, passerbys, just people, just wipe your foot on them. Find a dog nearby, just wipe it on that.
Anything soft. Yeah. Anyway, we then went and had drinks at a house.
Yep.
Which was fine, wasn't it? I ended up having
good.
A ridiculously long conversation
about
politics.
3 hours. 3 hour debate about politics.
Was it 3 hours?
I don't know, it was at least two.
Oh my god.
But it's quite a long time.
I lost all perspective of time during that. But that was good fun. And then we went to the beach.
Yay.
I haven't been
The next day we went to the beach. It wasn't just the middle of the night, we just went to the beach.
Not that night, yeah. But it was, I mean, great weather. And,
yeah, it was really hot.
Yeah.
Actually.
But the thing is, we came thoroughly underprepared because we didn't have shorts, so we sort of rolled our jeans up.
Yeah.
Which was good fun. Rolling the jeans up was amazing. It was the highlight of the holiday, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the bit you remember.
Yeah. So we went and we had a lovely time. That's the message.
Yeah.
Take a message.
Great thing.